You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shuswap. To find out more about your community's radio, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca, hit the Listen Live button, and then check out our on-air schedule. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're listening to excerpts of the Jazz Club's Christmas concert at Lakeshore Manor. Yes, Virginia, there will be Christmas music. The house band was none other than the Sandy Cameron Quartet, whom you've just heard doing a little moaning just like Art Blakey. Up next, Sandy and his friends play the role of the giant in Wayne Shorter's Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, but first, pianist Colin Spence talks about his long and winding road to keyboard competency.
Yeah, I did take piano lessons when I was a kid, up to maybe, might have been grade 8 or something, but I didn't find it very inspiring. And so I was doing a little bit of exploring on my own, even as a kid, but not very well directed and not very...
What were you listening to?
In my family, a couple of my brothers were really into the jazz in a big way, and they're older brothers, so, you know, we spent some time together. They had access to recordings, and we'd sit around and listen to that stuff. So I can think back to, you know, maybe when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I first started to hear that stuff. And then even at that time, it just resonated with me for some reason.
What was some of the stuff they were listening to?
A bit of Miles Davis from, Kind of Blue and all that, that type of thing. And
right.
There was a whole range of different stuff in that same kind of genre. And it never really left me in terms of an interest that I had in music. And so, I didn't have any idea how to pursue that style of music when I was a kid. So it just kind of languished for a long time. And then, but I still continued to play piano a bit and everything. Yeah. And then several years later, like 20 years later or whatever, I was in a position, because I moved to Nelson for work.
Yeah.
I was in a position where I got in contact with some of the staff that were teaching in the music program at Selkirk College. So that, for me, ended up being my opportunity.
Right.
And so I, started hanging around with those guys, started playing with them in some different bands, and just learned a bunch as a result of being in association with those guys, and they were helpful. And then the internet came along.
Right.
And then that was huge as well, too, as soon as that, because that just opened everything up. Everything that was a mystery was no longer, it was still, almost impossibly difficult to do, but at least it wasn't as much of a mystery anymore.
Right.
Because there was all kinds of material there to look at to help you. And so it's the combination of those two things for me in the last 20 years that have really helped me tremendously.
Thank you. very much.
What's some of the artists that influenced you, that kind of opened up your mind musically?
Sure listened to a lot of Oscar Peterson when I was a kid, you know, as far as the piano goes. That guy, he still is fantastic. But, Bill Evans and Herbie Hancock and Wynton Kelly and all those guys during the earlier period. I'm not as big a fan of Herbie, you know, in the later years.
Right.
But I sure did like the early stuff that he did. You know, that's where my favorite music really comes from, is that period, sort of, you know, late 50s, or through the 50s and early 60s.
Before funk.
Yeah, and before, I like the more modern voicings and stuff in jazz, but only up to a point when it starts to get a little out there. For me, it's a little bit tougher for me to understand what's happening, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.